with them all as they travel. I pray that they're worshiping this morning. They're worshiping this morning. Again, thank you. I'm going to come down. I decided to this morning that I was going to drop the notes and I'm just going to speak to you today on a subject that I shared with you one night in Wednesday night Bible class. And the title of the lesson is Respect the Name. Respect the Name. You know, as we read the scriptures there in Ephesians 3, verses 14 and 15, I want you to notice something here as we cover those two scriptures. It says, "For this cause I bow my knee unto the Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, of whom the whole family in heaven and in earth is named." When we start mentioning the bowing of the knee, it carries basically three points that we want to try to cover in this lesson this morning. The bowing of knee, or cursing, bowing down, literally carries the idea of humility. When you bow down to someone, you are humbling yourself to that individual that you are bowing down. When you bow down, you are also honoring that individual whom you bow down to. And when you bow down, you are also showing great reverence or respect to the individual who you are bowing down to. So we need to keep those three things. We're showing humility, we're showing honor, and we're showing respect when we bow down on our knees. I want to share with you a little story, and you may have heard this story in some form or fashion, but I want to make it apply this morning to our very lives. Some years ago, before they came up with all these leash laws and your dog could walk the street without a leash on him. Well, there was a fenced-in yard that this great big old bulldog always walked by every morning. And yet, there was a little old bitty dog that always came to that fence, and he would just, "Wah, wah, 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 wah. I'll bite your head off," he was saying. You know, every morning, for weeks on end, rah, 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 I'll bite your head off. I wish I could get past this fence and get on to you. Well, you know how things always turn out when we cop an attitude about certain things. You know, we have this pride, this arrogance that says we're going to do what we're going to do. As long as you can't get to me right now, I'm going to continue to irritate you. Well, you know, as one morning that old big dog come walking down the street and that little dog ran out there, I'm going to bite your head off. And the dog kicked the gate and it opened. Oh, Lord. You know what the little dog did? Immediately he got down on his stomach. I respect you. What's your point? I wonder how many of us will get down on our knees when the big dog comes down from the cloud. I wonder, will you wait until that day when he will not have any mercy on your life when the big dog comes down from heaven? Because I'm telling you, he is preparing himself to come down from heaven. And I want to encourage you today that we need to start respecting the name right now. We need to start respecting him, even though he's allowing us to walk around and talk and do whatever we choose to do. You better start respecting and honoring the name of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Because too many people in our society are going to wait until the gate is open and the big dog will not show any mercy. Don't wait until it's too late and then decide you're going to start respecting the name of the Lord. Paul said in the text that we just read there, he says, for this cause or for this reason. Now, he was bowing his knee. Now, I want you to understand back in verse number 13 that Paul was suffering great affliction. What the Bible says there, wherefore I desire that ye faint not at my tribulation for you, which is your glory. Paul wants us to understand that he's locked up in a Roman jail. He's probably in a dark and dingy place. Moisture and mold surrounding him, probably chains to the wall. But this man wants to humble himself before the mighty hand of God, even though he is suffering for the cause of the Lord. This suffering is all about the church of the Lord. I need you to understand. He says he's doing this because of you, my brothers and sisters. I'm going through some things because of you, because I want you to understand the great mystery, the great knowledge that God has provided for me to share with you. I want you need to read chapter 3. Paul opens up. Because his concern, his love for the Lord's church is all about you. It's all about you. Well, I want to give you a couple of reasons why you should have a cause, a reason, a purpose for bowing down on your knees to the Lord, by humbling yourself, by honoring him and giving him the most holy respect he deserves. I want to give you just a couple of reasons. Go back to chapter 1 with me there and start looking at verse number 1 there, because I want you to understand that you are people that have a privilege that a lot of other religious groups don't have. I need you to understand that. In verse number 1, he says, Paul, an apostle of Jesus Christ, by the will of God, to the saints which are at Ephesus, and to the faithful, where? In Christ Jesus. See, you don't have the opportunity. They don't have the opportunity you have in Christ Jesus. Now, you need to understand that in order to get into Christ Jesus, you must do exactly what the scriptures teach us in order to get in Christ Jesus. The Galatian writer writes in Galatians chapter 3 and verse number 27 that so many of us that were baptized into Christ have put on Christ. The Roman writer writes in Romans 6 and following, he says, as so many of you that were baptized into his death. See, we have to die to the sinful nature of this world. We have to die to the disrespect that the world has for everybody. Have you not noticed over the last 5 years we see more disrespect of parents? Children disrespecting parents. Children disrespecting leadership. Huh? Children disrespecting authority. And you know where that basically stems from? It is stemming from the people that teach and train them, because they have no respect for themselves. See, how in the world can you have respect for anyone else when you are disrespecting your very self? See, when we follow the ways of the world, when we allow the world to dictate our actions and our thinking, we are not respecting the one who created the world. We are disrespecting it because we are now corrupt and poisoned by the will of Satan. And all Satan wants you to do is to disrespect each other, to talk about each other, to belittle and undermine each other. All Satan's job is to accomplish this task, because if he can get you to disrespect each other, then he got you where he wants you. Because how in the world can you say you love God and disrespect your brother? I know it doesn't read like that, but you know where I'm going with it. It's about respect. Respecting the name. How can you say you respect the name of our Lord and dishonor his church? How can you say it? I'm trying to give you a reason, because God has provided you with some special blessings. Look at the Bible, the next verse, brother. He says, grace be to you and peace from God our Father and from the Lord Jesus Christ. Next verse. Blessed be the God and Father of our Lord, who has blessed us, I want to get down to that part, with all spiritual blessings in a heavenly place. Who has blessed us. See, I want you to know that everybody got access to physical blessings. Everybody. God sends his Son on everybody. God sends his rain on everybody got access to that. So you don't need to worry about why I take care of my yard and my neighbor doesn't take care of his yard and his grass is just as green as mine. Why are you worried about such trivial things? See, your blessings, those who are faithful in Jesus Christ, are spiritually blessed by God. You need to know that there's a big difference in physical and spiritual blessings. See, those who receive the physical blessings don't have the opportunity to sit in glory with God who will be in heaven. They won't get that opportunity. But you won't get that opportunity if you neglect the name. Respect and honor the name. Respect and honor the name. Let me give you another reason why you should respect and honor the name. Go to Ephesians chapter 2. Let's look at verses 1. And we kind of just going to do a survey of Ephesians of why we should respect the name. In chapter 2, the Bible says, and you had he quickened who were dead in trespasses and sin. See, when you were buried into the body of Christ, when you died that death, hey, you were dead. You died there. You know, it's amazing to me why people want to keep living in the past. They were dead. Why do you want to bring that into your new Christianity? Why not leave things in the past, because you can't do anything about those things that have already been done or committed? You can't. Why are you holding on to that? Don't you know that God has brought spiritual life to your physical body? Spiritual life. He has quickened. He has brought that which was dead in sin back to life. Man, look at the way you used to be. Next verse. Where in time past ye walked according to the course of this world, according to the prince of the power of the air, the spirit that now worketh in the children of disobedience. Hey, you're disobedient when you don't respect the name, when you don't honor God's church. You're disobedient. Next verse. Among whom also we all had our conversations in time past in the lust of the flesh, fulfilling the desires of the flesh and of the mind, and were by nature the children of wrath just as others. Wait. I want you to think a minute. Is that how you used to be, or is that how you are today? Huh? You're the only person that can answer that question. Hey, are you still in the past, claiming that you're living in the present with Christ? Well, if you're letting your past dictate your present, then you're disrespecting the name. You ain't honoring Christ. You're not honoring him. You're not submitting to his will. You understand what I'm saying? The first thing bowing your knees about is humility. The second thing is about honor. The third thing is about respect. If you love Christ, you love his church, then you won't live any kind of life. You won't live any kind of life. A matter of fact, you'll put those old things behind you, because I believe they call that repentance. I believe they call that turning away from those things which are wrong back to those things which are right. I believe that's what they call that. God has given you an avenue to escape your past. Why won't you turn it loose? Because I'm here to tell you the big dog is coming. The big dog is coming. And once the gate opens, there is no mercy. There is no mercy. Let me give you another reason why we should bow our knee and humble ourselves and honor and respect the name of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Look at verse number 12 in chapter 2. Watch what he says. That verse number 11, Reggie, let's start there. Watch what he says. Verse number 11. He'll get it for us. He'll master at this. Wherefore, remember that ye being in time past Gentiles in the flesh. See, I want you to understand something. You know, the Jews were basing their religion on fleshly things. They were basing their conviction on what they were willing to do, and that would be to remove the foreskin of the foreskin in order to show that they were Jews. They were different than anyone else. But yet, that didn't do anything for their sins. See, I want you to understand something here that I've come to understand. Just because you say you're a Christian does not mean you're one. Huh? Just because you, I'm a Christian, huh? And you cussing? Committing adultery, fornication, lying, cheating, stealing? Oh, blackmailing people? I'm a Christian. Oh, well, they were saying that they were Jews and moving property lines. They were saying that they were Jews and offering God lame sacrifice, blind sacrifice. They said they were that, but yet it didn't make them what God wanted them to make. So here you are. This is the condition you're in. Hey, you're not even a part of who are called uncircumcised by circumcision, by that which is called the circumcision in the flesh made by hand. Next verse. That at that time you were without Christ. What does it feel like to be without Christ? You want me to tell you what it feels like? It is hopeless. It's a hopeless thing to be without Christ. Hopeless. You are in critical condition and you don't even realize you're in critical condition. I look over the audience tonight and I realize some folks ain't paying me any attention. I realize it. But hey, you got to meet the big dog one day, just as I got to meet him. I want to respect him right now and know the condition that my life used to be in. He said, of the commonwealth of Israel, a stranger from the covenant of the promise, having no hope and without God in the world. That was the state we were in. And that is the state that people are in when they don't respect the name of God. That's the state. When they don't respect his church. See, in order to start, I want to make these points again. You got to humble yourself. You got to have humility. You must be willing to honor our God and pay holy reverence to his name. Why? Why, Brother Williams? Why? Because in chapter 1 again, let's go back down to verse number 18. Let's look at verse number 18 and following, because I want you to begin to see he is worthy of all the respect and honor we can give him. He says, "For the eyes of your understanding being enlightened, that ye may know what is the hope of his calling and what is the riches of the glory of his inheritance." Next verse, of the saints, and what is the exceeding greatness of his power to, who is the us word? Huh? Who is it, the, those that are in the church? The exceeding great power to us word who believe according to the working of his mighty power. We believe it. We trust it. Well, let's respect the name. Let's respect the name. Watch what he says. Which he wrought in Christ when he raised him from the dead and set him at his own right hand in the heavenly places, far above all principalities and powers and might and dominion and every name that is named, that is not a name that exists in our society that deserves more honor or even equal honors than we should be giving to Christ Jesus our Lord. But there's no other name under heaven whereby a man can be saved. Acts 4 and verse number 12. No other name, my friend, no other. And he's far above everything, every power, every name that not only in this world, not only in that present world, but also in that which is to come. You know, future tense. That means we need to honor the name. We need to respect the name. We need to be willing to submit ourselves to the mighty name of Jesus Christ. That's what it says. And watch what he says as he goes further. And had put him and had put all things under his feet. That literally means everything else is below him, right? Now, why in the world would you worship something that is below the standard? Why would you give reverence to that which is below the standards? But yet, so many people do. How do I know that? Just look at some of the religious groups that are around us. You know, who are they recognizing as their Savior? Well, they claim Christ, right? But it doesn't say on their marquee. See, I want you to know, if Christ is not the head of this church, we're in the wrong church. In the wrong. As he says, the head over all things to the church. Men don't make decisions in Christ's church. They obey Christ's will. They submit themselves. They humble themselves. They honor and respect the most holy name of our God. Next verse. Which is his body, the fullness of him that fulfilleth all in all. If you want to rejoice in the spiritual, because it goes right back to those spiritual blessings that are in Christ Jesus. If you truly want to be fulfilled, we need to humble ourselves, honor, and respect the name. We need to, man. Yes. Well, let's look at some other areas. As Paul says, talks about bowing his knee, you know, showing that humility, showing that honor and respect. What about with your family? What about with your family? Because I'm going to tell you, one of the problems that exists in our society today is our young people don't respect their family members. You know, you let a child, and I've literally witnessed this myself with my own eyes. Here's a child. He comes to the hospital. That was back in the early 80s, 90s, when I worked in a hospital. And they had to do an IV on this child. Well, we're sitting in there, and the child is about to be stuck, and man, and the child starts cussing, man. And you know, and I think that's the problem. A lot of people think that thing is sort of funny when the children, oh, yeah, he going to be all right. When we allow our children to say things that degrade, it means that they have no respect for you. Man, that little boy cussed, and mama, you know, the mother was there. And she came over there, and guess what he did to her? You know, I had the same issue when I was a little boy and I was in the hospital. And I'll never forget Ardella Williams. I was in there cutting up. I wasn't cussing because I knew better than that. But I wouldn't let that nurse give me that shot. Mother walked over there and said, "Cut that out." Huh? You know what I did? I humbled myself. I showed honor. I reverenced her words. I'm saying, my brothers and sisters, when we respect the will of God and we teach that to our young people, they will grow up respecting and honoring God. Ephesians chapter 6, starting at verse 1 and 1. See what the Bible says? Children, obey your parents in the Lord, for this is right. Young people, I want you to understand, if you don't have respect for your mother and father, you will not have respect for anyone else. And mothers and fathers, we need to teach our children this. Watch what the next verse says. Honor thy father and thy mother, which is the first commandment with promise. Next verse. That it may be well with thee, and thou mayest live a long, long on the earth. See, I'm telling you, it is something about respecting and honoring your family members, the grandparents. But once we allow our children to start disrespecting us, then they're going to disrespect that police officer. They're going to disrespect that school teacher. And I know some of you school teachers know about how some of these kids come to school. They're going to disrespect the preacher or the elders. We need to understand the importance of raising our children to honor God. Not wait till they're 10 and 15. Not, most of the time is going to be spent around you. Why would you think an hour or 45 minutes of Bible class will help them learn respect? Now, you might get mad at me. Hey, I'm just telling you what God wants me to tell you. How in the world do you expect coming Wednesday night and Sunday morning is going to help that child learn respect if you don't teach him at home? You know, we need to put the fear of God in some of these. I mean, if more young people had the fear of God in them, They would not. And you can say it's because the school took our prayer. No, it ain't because the school took our prayer. It's because somebody not teaching them. Man, you know, I often ask the question, what do you have to do with the two? Do you have to teach your child how to do wrong? Or do you have to teach them how to do right? Huh? You have to teach them the principle of righteous living. He can do wrong all by himself and do it well. He, that little dog barking at the fence at a big dog, despising and cursing and shaming, and don't realize that the gate gonna open one day. The gate is gonna open, and that big dog gonna step in, and it's gonna be too late. Next verse. Watch this, because it teaches us father something as well. And ye father, provoke not your children to wrath. What? Man, every time the child does something, you want to beat on him? Come on, how foolish is that? You want to belittle him, talk down to him? Call him stupid or ignorant? Or always comparing him to somebody else? Well, so-and-so going to do this, and you're going to still be left behind. See, I know how that works. If you don't build a child's confidence, who will? You know, he's going to go to school and going to be bullied because of the fact that he don't have enough confidence in the teacher to go tell somebody. Hey. And when we hear about things like that, fathers should love their children enough. Mothers should love their children enough to go address such issues with the principal. Isn't that how you do that? Yeah. You know, I don't hear nobody saying nothing, so I guess I'm hitting on something here. I'm telling you, if we don't teach fathers and mothers our children to abide by the law of the land, then it will be chaos in the lives of children. Chaos. So he said, and father, provoke not your children to wrath, but bring them up in the nurture and admonition of who? That's respecting the name. That's respecting the name. That's respecting the name. Oh, boy, I can go on. Let me share some others with you. How about Ephesians chapter 5, around verse number 22? Because I know in today's society, you know, and they accuse the church of belittling and undermining our women because we won't let them preach. We won't allow you to have separate authority over a man. Well, we didn't make that up. God said that. So when we start looking at the word submit, oh Lord, you know, it's sort of like, you just lay down and let me put my feet on you, sugar. No, that word does not mean lay down. That word means respect. And let me tell you something. If your wife offers you respect, then you should offer it back. And we need to understand something here, is that respecting one another and loving one another are the qualities that build the home, that make a home what it is. With your child sees you respecting your wife, and the wife sees that she respects and loves the husband, then the children grow up under that banner saying that we have to respect mom and dad. Watch this. He says, wives, submit yourselves unto your own husband as unto the Lord. Next verse. He says, for the husband is the head of the wife, even as Christ is the head of the church. And he is the Savior of the body. Christ is the head. Therefore, we should respect him. We should honor him. We should humble ourselves to him. But in the home, it should be that same sort of respect. For the husband is the one that should be out earning the living for the family. But I'm afraid these days, Brother Fred, we ain't got very many husbands out there want to go earn a living. You know, I see them all the time in prison. They want to be dependent on the wife to earn the living. If you can't find a man who will work to support you, sisters, you need to get rid of that man. For the Bible says, if a man won't work, come on, y'all don't need to feed that joker. Y'all don't need to feed him. If he ain't about taking care of you, sisters, get rid of that stinker. I'm just going to tell you like it is. I'm here to tell you like it is. Man, you taking a risk when you bring someone into your home and show him respect and he wants you to go out there and make the living for them. That's just it. But then, husbands, we have to understand that the greater responsibility has been placed on you. No, you can't escape. You want all the privileges of a woman respecting and honoring you, but yet you got to give up something too, and you have to give up the greater. Watch what the Bible says. Therefore, as the church is subject unto Christ, so let every wife be to their own husband in everything. Read, next verse. Husbands, love your wife, even as Christ also did what? And what did he do for? Hey, every man here must understand that he must be willing to give up himself for his wife and family. That's respect. If you let your wife know that you are willing to sacrifice all that you have for the betterment of your family, she can't do nothing but respect you. And if she doesn't respect you, then she's the fool. She's the fool. When you sacrifice all that you have, you give her the better car. You let her wear the better clothes. You let her, come on, that don't mean we can't dress fine, fellas. It just means that, hey, we are sacrificing for our woman. Don't mean that we can't dress up. I told you, when I put down the notes, I didn't have something. Hey, let's go on. That he. Now again, understand that this is a great mystery as the scriptures teach us in the following verses. But he's talking about Christ and the church. That he might sanctify and cleanse it with the washing of water by the blood. We have a greater responsibility in honoring and respecting and revering our families. Man, you want your wife to wear your name like it's something special, then treat her like she's something special. If you want to be special, my brothers and sisters, show her the respect that you have for her and her children, that she can honor you. See, God didn't make it for us to be over one another, nor did he make it for us to put our feet on one another, but yet he made it that we can walk beside each other and work in raising a godly family. Work in raising a godly family. Man, respect the name. Respect the name that you wear as a Christian. Love that name. Respect the church that Jesus established. The one he said, upon this rock I will build my church, and the gates of hell will not prevail against it. The one that he paid the price of blood with, the one that he paid for with his very own blood, the one that he wants to come back and marry, the one that he wants to come, hey, come on. You don't want anything that's been through the mud and through the, you know, all messed up and dirty and nasty. And come on. Christ doesn't want his bride to be that way. That's the reason why we need to start honoring him right now and respecting the name right now. But when the big dog come in, he won't tear us apart. He won't devour us and consume us. One more passage of scripture, Ephesians chapter 4 again, starting at verse number 16. Watch this. Paul says that he will grant you according to the riches of his glory to be strengthened with might by his spirit in the inner man. Man, Christ wants you to be spiritual. And the only way that you will be spiritual on the inside is by humbling yourself, honoring the name, and showing reverence to him. Next verse. That Christ may dwell in your hearts by faith, that ye being rooted and grounded in love may be able to, what? Do you understand what I'm saying this morning? Did you get it? Or did you miss it? How important it is for us to, come on, can y'all name them off? Humble yourself, honor, and reverent the name, or show respect to, because that's all reverent is. Show respect to the Holy Father, to our Lord Jesus Christ. If you can comprehend this with all the saints, what is the breadth and length and depth and height, and to know the love of Christ which passes knowledge, that ye may be filled with all the fullness of God. Man, I want to be rich in the Lord. You know, I have problems. I'm just going to bring it to you and say, hey, I struggle sometimes. Because some of these guys, when they make me upset in prison, boy, I have to do all I can to restrain myself. Disrespect, lying, trying to undermine. You know, it takes a lot of work and a lot of patience. But I have to know who I'm living for now. I want to let the Spirit of God dwell not only in church on Sunday, but I want to respect him on Monday and Tuesday and Wednesday and Thursday. You know, I don't want to miss a day not bowing my knee to the Lord. I don't want to miss a day not going to him in prayer, meditating on his word. I want to be full of this because I know if I respect the name, when the big dog comes, he's going to show some respect to me. Y'all hear what I'm saying? He knows that I ain't been barking and doing what I wanted to do, living like I wanted to live, acting like I wanted to act. He knows that I have been faithful and committed to the work that he's given to me. He knows that. And when he comes, thank God, I'm full. I'm full of him. And that's where I want you to be. Because I know we all have problems just like I have them. We all seem to fall short sometimes and sin creeps into our lives. You know, people make us angry on our jobs. You know, we see events on televisions and we sometimes, man, it's so negative in our society. You know, instead of people respecting one another, the compass here has changed. People are proud and arrogant. They're bitter and they're envious. Man, y'all see how the compass has changed in our society? Come on. And in order to stay on course, you got to continue to give praise and honor to God. It's not just, hey, I'm doing it today, and I'll do it Monday, but I'm going to take off on Tuesday. No, no. You got to respect and honor him every day, for you don't know the hour nor the day that he shall return. You may not get the opportunity to repent. But right now, I'm calling out to you, all of those who are not Christians, who are not a part of the body of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, that you need to come and you need to believe what I'm saying to you. Faith cometh by hearing and hearing by the word of God. If I've spoke anything, I've taught you today to humble yourself. Humble yourself. And sometimes some people don't want to humble themselves because they're scared that other people might. No, you ain't got to worry about those other folk. Humble yourself to the awesomeness of your God. Humble yourself. You know, that's what it's all about. Believe what I'm saying and make up in your mind right now, today, at this moment, because we don't know what's going to happen the next moment, that you're going to come to the Lord. How do you come? Well, hey, you got to have faith. You must be willing to make some changes in your life. Repentance is a big part of Christianity, because every time you learn something wrong in your life, you respect and honor God enough to turn away from it. Yes, sir. Hey, I don't want to repent or perish, Luke says. I am not in the business of perishing. I don't want to see people go to hell. But I know if you don't change, you will. I mean, the big dog says it. If you don't repent, you're going to perish. And then that's confessing the sweetest name of all, the only one that has the authority and the power to save you from your sin. The only one whose name that you can be baptized in for the remission of your sins. I'm telling you, Jesus is the one. Acts 2 and verse number 38. If you are here today and you hadn't been baptized for the remission of your sins, you need to come and have those sins washed away today. And if you're a Christian, brother, sister, whoever, and I know how life is, and we tend to trip over our own feet, how we find ourselves in a sinful state. Come out of that sinful state. Don't allow sin to reign in your body, because the Roman writer tells us in Romans 6 that it'll use us like an instrument. You know, if you got a couple of drumsticks, you know that the person controlling the sticks control the sounds of the drum. You know, I want you to understand, you are danced to its beat. Every time that lure comes up and you fall in that trap, man, it's because you are dancing to another beat than the Savior's beat. He's not the one controlling your life. So I'm here to encourage you today. Respect the name. Respect the name. And come to Jesus as we stand and sing the invitation song. May God bless you all richly who humble themselves, who honor his name, and who pay respect to the holy name of our most awesome God. May he continue to be with you.